1 Samuel chapter 13. Saul was 1 year old when he started to reign, and he reigned over Israel for 2 years. And Saul chose for himself 3,000 men from Israel, and there were 2,000 men with Saul in Michmash, and at the mountain of Beth-El, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, and he sent each of the rest of the people to his tent. And Jonathan attacked the Philistines' garrison which was in Geba, and the Philistines heard about it, and Saul blew the ram's horn throughout all the land. And he said, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard it said, "Saul has defeated the Philistines' garrison, and also Israel has become odious among the Philistines." And the people were called together behind Saul in Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered to fight against Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people like the sand on the seashore in profusion. And they came up and encamped at Michmash, to the east of Beth Arvin. And the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, and the people hid in caves, and in thorn bushes, and in rocks, and in watchtowers, and in pits. And the Hebrews crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead, whereas Saul was still in Gilgal, and all the people were trembling behind him. And he waited 7 days for the time which Samuel had said, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people dispersed away from him. Then Saul said, "Bring me a burnt offering and a peace offering." And he performed a burnt offering. And it came to pass, when he had finished offering the burnt offering, that he saw Samuel coming, and Saul went out to meet him to bless him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Saul said, "When I saw that the people had dispersed away from me, and that you had not come after the appointed number of days, and that the Philistines were assembled in Michmash, I then said, 'Now the Philistines will descend on me in Gilgal, and I have not entreated the Lord.' Then I constrained myself and offered a burnt offering." At this Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandments of the Lord your God which he commanded you, for the Lord would have now appointed your kingdom over Israel age-abidingly. But now your kingdom will not stand. The Lord has sought a man for himself according to his heart, and the Lord will command him as leader of his people, for you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." Then Samuel arose and went up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul counted the people who were present with him, about 600 men. Then while Saul and Jonathan his son, and the people who were present with them, were living in Geba of Benjamin, the Philistines encamped at Michmash. And the fighting force came out from the Philistines' camp in three contingents. One contingent turned into the road to Ophrah, to the land of Shu'al, and one contingent turned into the road to Beth-horon, and one contingent turned into the road to the border which overlooks the valley of Zeboim, going towards the desert. Now there was no blacksmith to be found in all the land of Israel, for the Philistines had said, "Prevent them, in case the Hebrews make swords or spears." So all Israel went down to the Philistines, for each to sharpen his ploughshare, and his coulter, and his axe, and his mattock. And there was a file for the mattocks, and coulters, and for the three-pronged pitchfork, and the axes, and to sharpen the goad. And it came to pass on the day of war, that no sword or spear was to be found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and Jonathan his son themselves, each item was to be found. And the Philistines' garrison went out to the pass of Michmash.